Our gospel for this day comes to us from the 18th chapter of the gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus continues his walk and his teachings, and this section comes after a question from his disciples about who is the king, greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and Jesus takes a child and talks about putting stumbling blocks in front of them and how bad that is, and criticizing the Pharisees for doing that, and how if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. And do not despise the little ones and the going and finding of the one that walks away while leaving the 99 to restore the full 100. Then Jesus says this: if another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church, and if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise you.
Please be seated. A pair of brothers inherited the family's ranch. Now, the older brother was a relatively successful business kind of person, relatively book smart. The younger brother had all kinds of learning disabilities, difficulties with books and such, but he was a whiz-bang with equipment, and he was very good with the animals. And the two of them thought they could make it work. Little did they know that when they went out to the ranch, that their bull was on its last legs and would die very shortly after their arrival, leaving them with no bull. Unlike this joke I'm about to unload on you. Okay. The problem is, with everything going on and everything they had, they only had $600 to their name after taking care of everything. And so the older brother goes, all right, I'll go on ahead and I will go find a bull. Supposedly, next town over, there's somebody who's selling some of their bulls. So he goes over there. And after going to that town, no bull. Next town, no bull. Next town, no bull. See, these are the places where you can find no bull as opposed to here. Eventually, having traveled a great distance, he comes across a farmer who's willing to sell his bull. The problem is, he wants to sell it for $600, which is the sum total of what this guy has and all that they have, and he didn't bring anything with him to be able to transport a bull. The trailer and the truck are back at the farm with his brother. Now, this is back in the day of telegraphs in Western Union, and he needed to send a message. The guy talked the man down to $5.99 for the bull, leaving him $1. The telegraph man said, it's $1 per word. So the man thought for a second, and he said, send the word comfortable. How is that going to help your brother know that he needs to hitch up the trailer and drive and come here? Well, my brother don't read good, so he's going to have to read it very slowly. Now you can tell all your friends that you can come to beautiful Savior Lutheran Church and be comfortable. Yes. Good morning, everyone. Yes, Sometimes we need to read some things a little slower. Sometimes we might have to reread it again. Sometimes we need to read it in context. It's kind of fascinating that the only part we get out of this lectionary is Jesus doing teaching that really is a capstone to all of this conversation that he had since what we would call chapter 18, verse 1, about how you treat one another and how self-righteousness is not your friend. In fact, actually, that Ezekiel reading, if you keep reading there, God continues to tell Ezekiel about those people who are think that they're righteous and rely on their own righteousness. Why did we cut that out? I don't know. But this is one of those texts that is so liked by so many people. In fact, it is the only text of the scriptures in the gospel that is quoted in the Constitution of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. It is our official process for dealing with difficult situations. And in 21 years of ministry, I've only had to use it once, not in this congregation, once, and I had to use it on a retired clergy. Ay vey. But I invite you to consider and just realize the energy of that section. To go. To talk to, not about. To talk to them, and then bring others to talk to them with someone who can witness to the words. Because let's face it, sometimes you need a translator. This is not about recruiting a gang to go beat up or threaten. This is about people to witness. And then the church. And then all these others. Okay? And then if none of that works, you treat them as a Gentile and a tax collector. Oh, woe is me. And who was the church going to? And who did Jesus keep inviting to that table? Gentiles and tax collectors. This is not a text about exclusion and disqualification. This is a text about reconciliation and restoration. Which is the parable that was cut right before he talks about. Shepherd has 99 sheep. One wanders off. He leaves the 99 to find the one. Why? Because there will be no greater rejoicing in heaven when one returns. That's the point. Not the, did you measure up? Oh, I'm sorry, we're going to have to exclude you now. Because, naughty, naughty. That's not the point. But on this God's Work, Our Hands Day, I want to instead focus on that last paragraph, which almost seems to be an odd addition to the story. About when two or three and you ask for it, God will provide it. Sounds like magic, doesn't it? Wouldn't that be lovely? All we need to do is get two or three people together and go, we'd like to win the lottery. Come on, God. You said, it's not the point. The point is that second, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. That might give us something to think about when we look at the previous section about going with witnesses when you're having a difficult conversation with someone else in which there's conflict. And you're not entirely sure how it's going to go. How am I supposed to love this person I am really struggling with? Because remember, folks, that's what Jesus tells us, nay, commands to our neighbors and even our enemies. We're to love them. How can I do that? We're supposed to love our neighbors. Jesus sends out his disciples not alone, but in at least in pairs, where two or three are gathered. How am I supposed to love these neighbors who are not receiving my peace, who are rejecting my message, and I have to knock the dust off my feet? You love them. But how in God's name are you going to love these people that you are struggling with? There's the answer. In God's name, through the grace of God, it's possible. If you think it's entirely about you and your efforts, guess what? You're going to run out. You're going to get to those times and places where you just can't even anymore. And you just can't. But with another, and maybe another, it's amazing what can happen. On this day of God's work, our hands day, I want to make known to some of you some of the possibilities that happen where two or three gather. Sunday dollars. How many people were involved in that initial discussion? Three. The Academy Charities that did a whole bunch of stuff and started a whole bunch of activities with Diamond Children's and Jasmine's Lunch Break and the Blankets of Joy and the Blankets of Comfort. There was like three people involved in that conversation as well. Manna Bags was about three people. Sometimes we keep thinking that there's going to be some magic big thing that's going to start off. When you get a large enough critical mass to be able to make something happen. The critical mass in the church happens to be or three. That's it. Sometimes we get stuck on the notion that, well, we've got to get a committee of about eight, and we've got to go to the council of another seven, and then we've got to go form another task force of another 15, and then we've got to go and recruit another dozen to be able to do it. And you wonder why it doesn't go anywhere. Two or three, Christ says, I am there in the midst. And as St. Paul reminds us later, and I can do all things through who strengthens me. How many amazing things have happened in this congregation? How many amazing things have happened in faith throughout the church's history? Because two or three people said, I see something and I can do something. How many lives have been touched by Sunday dollars over its history? How many kids and families at Butterfield and Thornydale Elementary, much less the difference it made in the life of the manager of Payless Shoes and some of the others that got involved, much less the lives of the people who eventually got involved in various ways. The number of people who keep telling me about experiences they've had with the manna bags and their interactions with people as they give them continues to grow and grow and grow. And I know the numbers of people receiving them continue to grow. What change that has made? Because a couple of people said, maybe we could do this. Where two or three are there, I am in their midst. If two or three of you agree on anything, my Father in heaven will make it happen. This is not magic. Except for the fact of maybe getting two or three people to agree about anything. That might not be magic, that might be miracle. But that is, as the blue shirts declaim, love in action. And we do it not because, wow, aren't we awesome, aren't we great, and if we just do it enough, I'm good. No, we do it because we live in grace. We know that generosity, reaching out, advocacy, and compassion and encouragement are not us going out, it's Christ going out through us in twos and threes, and yes, even individuals living that out. We know grace because it comes to us first. We know grace because of the generosity of Jesus Christ of giving up heaven for earth. How he on the cross, how he advocated for us on the cross. Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. No kidding. The compassion he showed for those who were sick or hungry or imprisoned, those who were excluded and denied their basic humanity, he had compassion for them. And he encouraged. The end of the Gospel of Matthew, he sends out those disciples, those same ones who blew it on Thursday night and into Friday, and said, I am giving you my authority to go out to the world. You can go out to the world. Teach, baptize, and I am with you to the end of the age. Grace is ours because of the love in action that Jesus showed us. And we are invited to be a part of that love in action that the world can now see. We have the gift and the calling to let our light so shine before others they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. We have the calling to go tell the good news. And we all know that the good news to hungry people is food. Good news to homeless people is shelter. Good news to scared people is safety and security. And I know there are more ideas out there. I know there are more callings and nudges and stirrings of the Spirit that are out there. Some people kind of drop little hints and everything else like that. Kind of go, not sure. Here's your permission, folks. Find another. Find another. Or come to me and I'll help you find them. Two or three. Two or three can move mountains. Two or three can make a major difference. Two or three makes all things possible. And so when you're packing a manna bag, or when you're stuffing the truck, or when you're handing out a manna bag, or when you're even just showing kindness and care to someone else, or looking out for that possibility and going, okay, God, what have you got for me? Because I know whatever you have for me means I can do it because you've already made it possible. Allow me to help you. I don't have to do it for you. You can make love in action real. You can do God's work with your hands, in your mouth, in your feet, because God has called you into this and has blessed you with the capacity to do this work of grace. And remember that God loves you, and so do I. Amen.